Passage 3.
You could say that Joseph Cornell became an artist because of his love of collecting.
Cornell used to spend his free time exploring the street life of New York City in the 1920s. He soon started collecting old books, prints, postcards, and even three-dimensional objects that he found in stores that sold used books. Cornell also attended many museum shows, gallery openings, and dance performances. He was influenced by a group of artists called the Surrealists, who combined images in unusual and often strange ways. Joseph Cornell started making his own works by cutting out different pictures and putting them together in creative and magical combinations. Soon he started making boxes inside, of which were carefully arranged pictures and objects. He worked on his art at night after finishing his day job. Later, when his boxes and images started selling and receiving public recognition, he worked on his art full-time. Joseph Cornell died in 1972. The Smithsonian exhibit showed almost 200 works made during his 40-year career. One work is called Soap Bubble Set. A box with a glass window shows a map of the moon, several pictures of sea creatures, two glass cups, and two white pipes for smoking.
In another box, Cornell combines an image of a cockatoo bird with a music box and watch faces.
Joseph Cornell once said his art was based on everyday experiences. He said that with his art, he showed the beauty of the commonplace. Visitors who came to this special exhibit found magic in regular objects and even saw beauty in a box.
Question 32. What did Cornell do before making his work of art? Question 33. How did Cornell work on his art at the beginning? Question 34. How many works of Joseph Cornell were shown in the Smithsonian exhibit? Question 35. What can we see in his work, Soap Bubble Set?